let's hear a memory now of a very different piece of real estate in Harlem during the Great Depression. The account comes from StoryCorps. That's a project crisscrossing the country, recording everyday people telling their own stories. We hear them every Friday morning here on Morning Edition. Saldonia Cal Jones tells this story. Came by with a friend to talk about growing up. His family lived in Harlem in the 1930s, and they moved to a different block when he was 9. He quickly learned how the new neighborhood worked.
The first day that I moved into the block and I came out to play, this fellow comes up and he says, "Hey, my name is Dickie. What's yours?" So I said, "Well, I'm Cal." And I put my hand out to shake, and he, bang, he hits me in the eye. I said, "All I wanted to do was be friends." He said, "Man, that's how we start friends in this block." Oh, that was the kind of reception I got moving into this block. And I remember this day, it was like 95 degrees or something. It was really hot. My brother and some neighbors that lived in the building was talking about, what are we going to do today? So he said, "Let's play box ball." And it was hot. So he said, "It's too hot to play." And my brother said, "I guess it would really be something if someone tried to run around this court in this weather." And so his fellow Gordon said, "It wouldn't bother me." My brother Joe said, "I'll bet you can't run around the court 52 times. So Gordon says, "Yes, I could. That better dime."
That was big money.
That's big money. So Gordon starts running around the court. And people are beginning to come out. And they see Gordon running around the court. It must have been almost 100 degrees by that time. And people say, "What is that fool running around the court for? Y'all better stop him. He's going to fall out." Well, Joe bet Gordon 10 cents that he can't run around the court 52 times. Say, "What? How many times is it now?" They said, 19. And this crowd is building up. Meanwhile, he's running around the court 28, 29 times. And as he passed, he'd say to Joe, "You better have my dime." And I said to Joe, "So, Joe, where are you going to get a dime to pay him?" Joe said, "I don't know." So he's going 49, and he's barely making a round. So when he hit the 50th time, my brother Joe says, "I don't have a dime. I'm not going to pay you, and we can fight right now." And he's standing up there telling Joe, "I'm going to hurt you." Joe says, "Come on." Joe is dancing around like Joe Lewis. Oh, that's the kind of block it was. That was a tough block.
That's Saldonia Cal Jones with his friend Robert Harris in New York City. This interview will be archived at the Library of Congress and at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. You can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast by going to npr.org.